Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 12:27. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. Lest you say you are not a hunter and therefore give little regard to this proverb, let me rephrase the message of the first portion in several ways. Perhaps one will catch you, for all of us are slothful in one thing or another. The slothful man eats not of the fruit of the tomato plants he bought, but never planted, nor the food from a plowed but unplanted field, nor does he smell the flowers from the seeds he bought but never sowed. The slothful, undisciplining mother will not enjoy the children she carried in her womb, then suffered great pain while bearing them. She sacrifices the effort of childbearing by not being rewarded with the pleasures of obedient children. The slothful man lives not in the house that he began but never finished. His beginning efforts were wasted, resulting in no blessing for himself or his family. The slothful man, through great effort, develops a talent such as the playing of an instrument or voice development, yet never uses that talent for man or for the Lord. The slothful man gathers all manner of money, yet never puts to use that which took great effort to accumulate. Lifetimes are spent hunting for wealth, but the wealth is never roasted, never turned into something that will bless. Money in the bank has no taste, just as that which is hunted but never roasted has no taste. An identifying mark of the slothful has to do with a lack in turning a start into a blessing. The slothful man may start out successfully, but has no staying power. He may be filled with ideas and activity, but has not the character to execute the ideas and extend that activity to a useful purpose. God gives a short time to act on that which is taken in hunting, and if not quickly roasted, he takes back that which he gave. There are natural processes which provide opportunity to roast for just a short time. That which is not roasted in the allowable time becomes unfit for roasting and for eating. Another mark of the slothful is a lack of understanding that lost opportunity results in no further opportunity. Opportunity ceases to knock at a door that is unanswered, for it must be encouraged by acceptance, otherwise it goes elsewhere. Opportunity does not waste his time on the slothful. Did not Jesus Christ give us the parable of the talents? What about the lost opportunity of the slothful servant who hid his talent in the earth? He had an opportunity to increase that talent for the Lord, but his slothfulness governed him to the point of his hiding that talent in the earth. He chose the easy road, but met severe rebuke from his master instead of honor. Another mark of the slothful is doing or taking that which is pleasant, but a rejection of that which is unpleasant. He gets excited about hunting, but is not willing to do the dirty work to prepare the prey for roasting. He takes the good without paying the full price. The slothful man does the part of the work that he likes, but rejects the part that is difficult. Therefore, the slothful man is a waster of God's provision. The slothful man may plant the seed, but he refuses to cultivate, water, fertilize, prune, purge, pick, crush, or bottle the fruit. He is good at starting, but he is not good at finishing. The slothful has a lack of understanding of the value of the substance and of the source of that substance. The slothful does not understand that which he took in hunting comes from God, and God expects all to be good stewards of that which he provides. The substance of a diligent man is precious, for he knows that substance comes from God and is the reward of the diligent. He knows that which is taken in hunting is a reward from God for diligence and is to be enjoyed by adding the labor of roasting to it. The diligent knows that if God gives tomatoes, they must be picked. The diligent knows that if God gives children, they must be nurtured and admonished for the Lord. The diligent knows that substance is given by God for a purpose, and that stewardship of that substance must be exercised. As Proverbs 3:9 says, "Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase." Even that which is taken in hunting should be used to honor the Lord. The slothful hunter is slothful, and his slothfulness extends even to his lack of homage to the Lord by not roasting what the Lord has put into his hands. No present blessing can be enjoyed without grasping something beyond.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.